Patty O'Donnell is a local fisherman and is the president of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association. He's a vocal opponent to the Kodiak City Council raising the city's sales tax cap from $750 to $3,000. He believes raising the cap by so much will hurt Kodiak rather than help it.
I think it's going to have a huge impact, and I think it's going to potentially push business out of this town. And I can tell you right now that from where I'm sitting, I'm going to change the way I do business.
O'Donnell isn't against increasing taxes, but he believes raising the cap so much so quickly will hurt the local seafood industry. Right now, O'Donnell gets a lot of his supplies for fishing in town and goes to local mechanics for maintenance on his boat. If the sales tax cap is increased, he says he'll have to go somewhere less expensive for provisions, like Seattle, Washington.
Possibly take the boats out where labor is half the cost, and fuel typically is about $1 a gallon cheaper.
According to a report done for the Kodiak Island Borough and the City of Kodiak in 2016 by the McDowell Group, the seafood industry makes up 30-40% of the region's economy. It brings almost 4,000 jobs to the region and generates more than $200 million in labor income. O'Donnell says the seafood industry keeps the community going, and raising the sales tax cap to $3,000 won't just hurt fishermen.
It affects everybody. My accountant in town here, like they said, they would not have a business in this town if it wasn't for fishing. And I think that goes for a lot of businesses and even, you know, Walmart, Safeway. So it's huge to this community. That's what keeps it alive.
Somewhere along the line, O'Donnell thinks a divide formed between those who work in the seafood industry and those who don't.
There's a sort of a disconnect between, as I call them, the landlubbers and the seafarers in this community, and that's a shame because it is driven by fishing, whether you like to think it or not.
The Kodiak City Council recently decided to advance the ordinance that raised the sales tax cap to its second reading. That means there will be a public hearing on the ordinance at its next regular meeting, and the council could vote to pass or fail the increase. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.